I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The Scam Disruption Project. The Australian Scam Awareness Network ran the Scam Disruption Project for several years. It involved working with state and territory police and consumer affairs agencies to alert at-risk individuals to the possibility of being a victim of fraud, and the scheme ended in 2017. Now, they say that you might be dealing with a scammer if, one, you've never met or seen the person. Scammers will say anything to avoid a face-to-face meeting, whether in person or over the internet via video chat and so on. For example, simply claiming their camera isn't working and can't be replaced. Two, they're not who they appear to be. Scammers steal photos and profiles from real people to create an appealing facade. Always run a Google image search to help determine if they are a scammer or not. 3. You don't know a lot about them. Scammers are keen to know as much about you as possible, but are often less forthcoming about themselves, or inconsistent in the details. 4. They ask you for money. Once that connection's been made, be it as a friend, admirer, or business partner, scammers will eventually ask you to transfer money, perhaps waiting weeks or months before doing so. And 5. They ask to chat with you privately. Many online dating sites have systems in place to detect scammers, so scammers will try and get you off that, to hold the conversation on another platform, such as email or phone, where there is no checking. How to spot a fake profile? Well, when looking at a dating profile, note anything unusual about the choice of the photos, the location, their interests, the language skills. Does this match the background the person appears to have? Scammers often use fake photos they found online, so that Google image search is very useful to check the authenticity of any photos provided. How to spot false documents. Now, documents are easy to fake. Some will look just like the real things, but others might have warning signs, such as generic rather than a personal greeting, the name of organisations that don't actually exist, poor quality presentation, poor quality grammar or spelling, and to be overly official or used forced language. Take care.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.